Trump's tariffs remind me of the pencil example Milton Friedman used as a metaphor to illustrate the power of the free market and the spontaneous cooperation it enables. No single person knows how to make a pencil, yet it's produced through the efforts of countless individuals across various countries. Pakistan is at a pivotal moment in global trade. As the Trump administration's new tariff policies take hold in 2025, the global economic landscape is shifting dramatically. While the United States has imposed a 29% tariff on Pakistani exports, consisting of a 10% baseline and a 19% retaliatory component, the challenges for Pakistan's textile industry, which accounts for 60% of its $32 billion in exports, also bring unexpected opportunities. China, long the dominant force in textile exports, now faces a crushing 104% U.S. tariff. In response, China has announced an 84% levy on U.S. goods starting Thursday. These tit-for-tat tariffs are effectively eliminating China's presence in the American market. Meanwhile, other competitors like Vietnam, Bangladesh, and India are burdened with tariffs of 46%, 37%, and 26% respectively. In contrast, Canada, Mexico, and Australia face relatively modest duties between 10% and 25%. In this shifting environment, Pakistan has the potential to capture significant market share, but only if it adopts a smart, strategic approach, reduce energy tariff base, lower policy rates, and introduce a new term trade finance for subsidized rates on raw materials and semi-finished goods, replacing the current export finance scheme, EFS, to lower overall costs. This situation demands the application of game theory, the science of strategic interaction. By using principles like Nash equilibrium, tit-for-tat retaliation, and payoff maximization, Pakistan can design a tariff policy that protects its industries while expanding its global footprint. Understanding new trade landscape. The U.S. tariffs effective from April 9, 2025, introduce a base 10% duty on all imports, with surcharges targeting countries deemed unfair in trade practices. China's 104% tariff has shut it out of the American textiles market, while Pakistan's 29% is lighter compared to Vietnam's 46%, Cambodia's 49%, and Sri Lanka's 44%. India remains a formidable rival at 26%, but manageable with the right strategy. Historically, Pakistan's tariffs on U.S. goods averaged 10 to 15%, although U.S. negotiators cited higher rates. Despite these hurdles, Pakistan retains a cost advantage: labor at $0.50-$0.70 per hour, energy at $0.08-$0.10 per kilowatt hour, and access to both domestic and imported cotton. These fundamentals position Pakistan to outmaneuver competitors if it plays its cards right. Using game theory to structure strategy. Game theory emphasizes anticipating competitors' responses. The goal is to reach a Nash equilibrium, where no player benefits from changing their strategy unilaterally.